I think President Trump has said that he wants to give the professional military more freedom to use their professional judgment on military matters. This is not just limited to the development of different kinds of, if you will, more usable nuclear weapons, but on the battlefield in Afghanistan and Iraq and in Syria. I don't think this is really coming so much from him, however, as from the bureaucracy itself, the military bureaucracy, that you have people, I think, for a very long time who have wanted to develop more of these kinds of weapons that are lower-yield nuclear devices that they feel can be more credibly threatened with the use than the massive retaliation of older weapons that they don't feel is more thinkable. So I think, unfortunately, he's allowing professional judgment of military tactics to determine questions of strategic policy, and I think that's a terrible mistake. I think he's unfortunately being misled about the potential disastrous consequences about development of this sort of weapons in the name of military professionalism. I think the Russians and also the Chinese and perhaps other powers are developing their own counter measures for these weapons. Every weapon you develop has a potential countermeasure. We do know that not only the United States, but the Russians, and I believe the Chinese also, are working on hypersonic weapons, cruise missiles that can move very, very quickly, either with low-yield nuclear devices or with conventional warheads. It is very, very worrisome that we are going past the point of the kind of hair trigger we saw during the first Cold War with the Soviet Union. And what is amazing is that back then, people were worried about it. There was real anxiety about the potential for nuclear war, and there were voices that spoke against it. Today, you hear almost nothing.